So let's say that you're a practical joker, someone who looks forward to April Fool's Day each year. After all, some would say that April 1st is the perfect day to pull a prank. But the fun for a practical joker may not be as fun for the person on the other end of the prank. And a prankster's fun-loving intentions mean little in the legal scheme of things. April 1st may be the perfect day to pull a prank, but it's not the perfect legal defense. Here's what I mean. The law cares very much about what is in your mind when you act in some way, and liability can hinge on that. Certain crimes, for example, require that a prosecutor prove that the criminal defendant had a certain criminal intent. In the same way, certain torts or civil wrongs require that the actor have a certain intent before liability can be imposed. But here's the not-so-funny punchline. Having the intent merely to pull a prank can absolutely satisfy some intent requirements. That means that a fun-loving prankster, in a sense, can be just as liable as a person who sets out to intentionally harm someone. The tort of battery offers a great example. Battery is defined in the law as a harmful or offensive touching. Before a court will hold someone liable for battery, the plaintiff must prove that the defendant had the intention to commit a battery, or more specifically, that he or she intended a harmful or offensive touching. The reason behind the purposeful, harmful, or offensive touch means little. This is all better explained, perhaps, through the true tale of a workplace with the tradition of pulling pranks. The employee would not know the precise day on which his or her probationary status would be lifted, but on that glorious day would sometimes learn through a prank pulled by coworkers. Enter the police. Literally. Someone at the workplace convinced the real police to show up and mock arrest a worker who had reached the final day of her probationary period. They forced the woman's hands behind her back and announced that she was under arrest, causing her great emotional distress even after she learned it was all meant in good fun. The court would call it a joke gone bad in its opinion, analyzing whether the woman had a cause of action for battery, among other things, against the various entities involved. As for any defense founded on the fun-loving prank-based intent of the various actors, the court quoted language from the Restatement of Torts. The fact that the defendant who intentionally inflicts bodily harm upon another does so as a practical joke does not render him immune from liability so long as the other has not consented. Here, the court explained, the police officer's intended and offensive touching, albeit one meant in good fun, and that in itself could support a battery claim, even if the workers thought the employee would ultimately enjoy the fun. Which gives a new perspective to particular days on which one might want to pull a prank. One might wish to make sure that one's insurance policies are up to date come the 1st of April, for example. I'm Amy Guida.